disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Hello. 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 Welcome back to another episode of the Graced Woman Podcast. It's been how many years? Okay, it's not up to a year. How many months since I said that last? And you guys have been asking, please, we need another episode. Where have you gone to? Why is there no episodes being released? I am so sorry. Let me apologize. I am so sorry. We are so sorry that we did not... I know that we mentioned once I wanted to take a break, but it became... It was no longer a short break. It had become a very long break. But I'm glad to announce that we are back. And today, I'm going to be telling you everything, like what has been going on, where have we been, why did we take such a long break, and what is the way forward. How have you guys been? Did you miss me? Because I sure did. I missed you guys. I missed talking to you. I missed having conversations with you guys. But the Graced Woman community has grown so much. We started the Graced Woman community with just the podcast, and I was a bit worried, like, if there are no podcast episodes being published, would the Graced Woman community continue to grow? Are there other things that we can do to continue to grow this community? And the past 9 months has shown us that with or without the podcast, the Graced Woman community can continue to grow. And I'm super excited for all the new people that have joined the community in this past couple of months. Thank you guys so much for sticking around with us. Thank you so much for your encouraging words, just letting us know that the work that we're doing here is not in vain. I am super, super grateful. So first of all, I'm going to do a brief recap on what has been happening since March. I think the last episode went up in March. And if you remember, in January of 2023, I mentioned that we were going to be releasing episodes now in seasons. So a season would have about 6 to 7 episodes that will be released in different quarters of the year. So in the first quarter of the year, we'll release a season. And then the second quarter, we'll release another season, and so on. In January to March of 2023, we released a season, right? And I think we had about 6 episodes in that season. And it went really well. We reached lots of people with those episodes. And the goal was for us to release another season in the second quarter, in the third quarter, and in the fourth quarter. But in the second quarter, we could not record any episodes because so many things were just happening. And so we put out that message that we're taking a break for the second quarter. We'll be back in the third quarter of 2023. But alas... Alas, we couldn't come back. Like I said, so many things happened. And I think the main reason why we couldn't continue was because there was, like, first of all, I did not want to put out just haphazard content. I didn't want to half-baked type of content, right? I wanted every single episode that we click publish to be something that you guys actually need, something that the Holy Spirit... I wanted to be a message from the Holy Spirit, basically. And with everything happening in my life, in my business, in the Graced Woman community, it was just difficult to be able to juggle everything. So we decided to prioritize and pick what do we want to focus on for the next couple of months. And what we wanted to focus on was the other projects that we had, even though some of them did not, we eventually have not launched them, If you remember, we talked about the Executive Life Inner Circle that we wanted to launch, and so many other things we wanted to launch. It was not just possible to do them, and I did not want to. I did not want to just rush them, just because I wanted to launch them. Another thing that we had to focus on was the Grace Summit, which was a tremendous success. If you didn't know, we had the Grace Summit in November of 2023, and it was such a beautiful time in God's presence. It took months of planning, months of praying, and because of that as well, we had to just drop off any other projects that we were looking at or launching or working on, just so that we could focus our attention on the summit. I think that another thing we did, we launched new products. So the first product we did in 2022, we launched that in December 2022, was our Grace Journal. We also had some products like bags, tote bags, stickers, and all those things. So we worked on the Grace Journal. We even created more designs. Sadly, I don't have any here to show you, and that's even because we've been having issues with the printer. So that's a story for another day. But we launched the Grace Journal. We also launched the Grace Planner, which is like my all-time favorite. And then we launched the Grace Notebooks, your regular spiral binded notebooks that you can use for anything you want to use it for, basically. And then we also launched the Grace To Do, which is like a to-do list type of notepad. And so just interesting to give it that very beautiful name, Grace To Do. So when you're writing your to-do list every day, you know that you're graced to do every single thing, every single task that is on that to-do list, no matter how big they might be looking, like, oh, would I be able to accomplish this today? We wanted you to just a gentle reminder that you are graced to do everything that is written in your to-do list. And that is even bringing us to the title of this season. I think we're currently in season 7, and the title of this season is Grace To Do. We have guests that will be talking to us on different things, from business to life to marriage to relationship, everything, right? And we just wanted to use this as a way to start off the conversation again on the podcast. We have about 6 or 7 episodes in this season, and it's so packed. I've had recordings already with some of the speakers, and I cannot wait for you guys to listen to the episodes. They are so rich, and you will learn so much from them. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is what's next for the Grace Woman community. What is next? Whew. If you attended the Grace Summit, you know that the theme for the summit was reset. And while I was praying and just preparing for the Grace Summit, I had my own encounter. I had my own reset encounter, and I'm going to share that with you guys briefly, because it is a very, like, this period has been very pivotal for the community in terms of where are we going from here, what is the plan of God for the community, what does God want us to do, and all of those things. So if you have been following the story behind, like, why I started Grace Woman, or Grace.co, that's what it was called before, you know that I started because I just wanted to share. I just wanted to share my experience with you guys and my journey of trusting God, like trusting God 100%, and how that has just transformed my life, basically. How that has taken me from the hustle culture to just 100% reliance on God in my life, my business, all the aspects of my life. And it started just like a side project, or just like I was feeling this nudge in my spirit, and let me just obey the Holy Spirit and share. That's how it started. But over the years, because we are actually, are we 3 or 4? The first episode of the Grace to Man went up in 2021. January of 2021. 22, 23, 24. Okay, so we're 3 years. In January of 2024. Yeah, we're three. And in these 3 years, there has been several, like, transitions, I would say. But with all the different transitions, I still saw this community as just a side project. Because if you know, if you follow me, you know that I have businesses that I run full time, right? So this was just like a side, or just something I just do on the side, a few hours here and there. And while I was preparing for the Grace Summit, God told me that Grace Homan is not a side project. I was born in a Christian home, a pastor's home, that is a home that is very familiar with church ministry and all of those things, working in church and all of those things. So I know what it means, like, whether to be a full-time minister or a part-time minister. I know the intricacy of all of that. And God was telling me that Grace Homan is not a side passion project. Grace Homan is a ministry. I've always said I'm a ministry, right? But my ministry was my business. I've never seen myself going into ministry, like church or religious type thing. Even though all this while I've always in one way or the other, like, tried to give back or do a project here and there, but not really see myself as like full-blown ministry organization type of person, because in my head, my ministry is my business and I'm focusing on building my businesses the way God wants me to build them, right? But God kept telling me, Grace Homan is a ministry. It's a ministry that would outlive you. I want to open my notes so that I can just tell you people everything God said. I'll just read it out like the way God said it. Grace Homan is a multi-generational ministry. It's a ministry that even my children would be a part of, my daughters would be a part of in her generation. God was saying that he has given this mandate of Grace Homan to several people in the past. They have started it and stopped. But God keeps giving this mandate to ready vessels. Don't drop this mic. And then some other things. Now, if you remember when I shared about, like, when we moved from Grace Stop Co to Grace Homan, I remember that what even made me to make that switch was, I've shared this before, when Pastor TDJ had that transition from Homan that had lost and transferring it to his daughter, Pastor Sarah, to become Homan Evolved. So Homan that had lost to Evolved. I remember watching that video and that message, and it did a number of things to me. And that was when the name Grace Homan dropped in my spirit. That was the point where God was telling me, I'm calling you into a women ministry, right? With Grace Homan. And I want the name to portray that. So Grace Stop Co is nice, but it does not portray what I want this ministry to be or to do. So Grace Homan, right? So I changed the name. I said I was going to change the name to Grace Homan, and I checked the domain name and it was available, and it was really strange because Grace Homan looked like a name that people would easily buy or use, right? But it was not available on Instagram. Someone else was using it. Not like an organization, it was just like a random person. So we opted for Grace Homan Co. on our Instagram. But I was wondering, like, why is Grace Homan available as a domain name. It was clear that people had bought it before. People had used that domain name before for something similar, like what I'm doing, and they had stopped. Then I stumbled on, I was trying to create the Facebook page for Grace to Man, and I saw that there was a Grace to Man on Facebook. So Grace to Man was not available because there was a Grace to Man on Facebook. So I went on the Grace to Man page and I saw that they were doing the exact same thing, a women ministry. And they had been, their last post was maybe in 2014, 2015, thereabout. And they were in ministry for over 10 years. Like from what I saw, like they were posting on Instagram for like a 10-year period. And one other time I was just on Instagram and someone reached out to me from, I can't remember the country, but it's an African country. And she was saying that she just stumbled on the Grace to Man page. She just stumbled on my page and Grace and see, and she can see what I'm doing with Grace to Man, that God gave her that exact same assignment, and the name that was placed in her heart was Grace to Man. But she had been stalling, and she just came online and saw that there was already someone doing it with the same name, Grace to Man. Now, if you know me, you know that I don't believe in coincidences. Like, there's nothing like coincidences. I believe that everything that happens is divinely orchestrated. And all of these things that kept happening just made me realize that God is really looking for a willing vessel for this assignment. And going back to Pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes and his daughter, Bishop T.D. Jakes was running the Human Thou Art Lose ministry for years, for I think close to 20 years, and he served his generation with Human Thou Art Lose. He helped women to get freedom, right, and be reconciled with God with that ministry. And his daughter, Pastor Sarah, she started her own ministry, Woman Evolve, and he was able to transfer what he was doing already to Woman Evolve. So it's like a ministry that is going through multiple generations. And I believe by God's grace, because Pastor Sarah will not be here forever, that the Woman Evolve ministry would also be able to go on for several years. And that was the example that God was giving me, that Grace Woman is a multi-generational ministry, right? It's not just for me. It's not just a side project for me. It's not just for my generation. It's something that would benefit my children's generation. And God was letting me know that you see how perverse our generation is right now. You see how everything is going wrong right now. And people are losing their minds. Can you imagine how bad it would be in our children's generation? And God was saying that he needs, what's the word now? He needs something solid that can be passed down to the later generations that would help them to navigate whatever they have to navigate in their own time. Because the devil is not resting, right? The propaganda of the wicked one, like, they are not resting. So I believe that if Bishop T.D. Jakes did not take on that mantle and that mandate for Women Thou Art Lose and going on all those years, it would have reduced the possibility of his daughter to be able to do that and continue it for a generation. So with all of this I'm sharing, God was just letting me know the importance and why that this assignment he has given me is not just for my generation. Basically, how I handle this assignment to determine how it will affect the generations to come, right? If I take this assignment serious and I do all God want me to do with the Grace Woman ministry, because that's what it is right now, then generations to come will be able to benefit from it and would take it and continue to run with it. They will not be setting foundation in their time. They will just be building on the foundation. So I need to do the work now. Or not me, the Grace Woman community, because it's all of us. We need to do the work now so that 2, 3, 4, 5 generations from now, they would be reaping the benefits of the work that we're doing now. Their lives will be better. Their work with God will be better. They would be looking up to us like mentors, like the work that we've done. They can go back and listen to the messages, the podcast, and that would be like a guide, a light on their feet as they try to navigate their own time and their own generation. So I'm saying all of this to say that the Grace to Man platform is not just a pet project anymore. It's growing into a full-blown ministry. Do I know the nitty-gritty of how that would happen? No. Have I had a ministry before? No. But if God is saying that this is what He wants us to do, then we're going to do it. Right? We're going to do it. And I believe that God is going to give me the wisdom. God is going to align people in my path that would help us to do this thing. Honestly, when I tell you, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not even joking. I don't know what I'm doing. But just with everything, I take it one step at a time as the Holy Spirit leads and guides me. So for now, we're still going to be having a podcast. Again, it's going to be seasonal in every quarter. Another thing that God was giving me clarity on was we are not a... You know how some ministries are mainly focused on selling merch and stationery and things like that? It's very easy for me to want to divert and go that route because like people are requesting, oh, do you have this? You have this merch? You have this? But God was telling me like that is not your focus. Yes, you would sell those materials to help people on their faith walk, their daily living. You would make those materials. That's why we have the Grace Journal, we have the Grace Planner, the notebook, the notepad, the sticker. We also have a sticker. That's why we have all of those things. But that is not our focus. Our focus is on ministry, on education, on inspiring people. That's our focus. I will be doing that through our podcast. We'll be doing that through books and different materials that we'll be creating. Like, we'll be doing so much research, Bible studies, and all of those things. So, just if you're wondering, what should I be looking out for? Those are some things you should be looking out for. We also just launched a book for children, teaching them more on the story behind Christ's birth and the reason why we celebrate Christmas. So more books like that we will be launching because, like I said, education is a big part of the ministry, creating educational materials, because that is one thing that is really lacking. We always complain, oh, why are there cartoons that are promoting same sex and all of those things, or why are there books that are promoting all of those evil things, but why are we not creating those materials ourselves? So it's one of our mandates, right, to create materials that are centered on God, centered on Christ, in different aspects of life. The different aspects I don't know yet, but as we go along and as we get direction from the Holy Spirit, we would be creating them part-time. So yes, that is like the summary of all I wanted to share with regards to what you should expect. We would be sharing more. So if you're not following us on Instagram, you should follow us. If you are not subscribed to our email list, you should be subscribed, because that's where you would get every information of what we're doing. If you want to be a part of the ministry in any way, you want to volunteer your time, because like I said, we would be creating lots and lots of material. So if you're a writer, you are creative and you feel like you can volunteer your time to help us with different projects that we are working on, please reach out to us, gracetomanco@gmail.com. Send us a DM and we will be in touch. think that's all for this introductory episode. And before I wrap up, I want to talk briefly on what you should expect in this season. So we're in season 7, I believe, and in this season we're talking about Grace to Do. It's the start of a new year, and God just wanted to remind us that we are graced for every single assignment, every single thing that He has given us, every single instruction that He has given us. He has given us the grace for it, right? So whether it's your business, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your marriage, I know we can't talk about all the different aspects of life, but we have picked some very important parts that we are going to be talking about, and I cannot wait for you guys to listen to all the episodes and be blessed. Please don't forget to comment. Just always drop comments, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Spotify. If you're not following us on Spotify, please follow us. If you're not following us on Apple Podcast as well, please follow us, leave us a good review, 5-star review, all those amazing things. We have really grown. We have listeners in over 20 countries, which is mind-blowing because we've been missing in action for so long. But we are hoping that as we've picked up the momentum now, and we're going to continue like dropping these episodes back to back by the special grace of God, we'll be able to reach more people by the end of this year. I think our goal by the end of this year is to reach at least 4 people in about 40 countries. And I believe that we can do that. So continue to share the word. Continue to share our episodes, our podcasts with people, with your friends, your family. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Bye.